I should start again. So Tosfos says here in the first line of the Mishnah, Elu Ne'amar B'Chaloshim, which is the Girsa of Rashi, and Tosfos' Girsa is Elu Ne'amar B'Lshonam, and he points out the Loshon Rabim B'Lshonam, Kol Adam B'Lshono Shu Shomea, to the exclusion of someone from a Mead who doesn't say B'Lshon Parsi, Imeno Shomo. But when it says B'Chaloshim, the Girsa of Rashi, Mashma bin Shomea, Beno Shomea, Ubi Gemara Lo Mashma Hochi. So Tosfos apparently understood that this halacha, when it says in the Mishnah, you can be mekayim the chiyuv b'shal u'shonos, that's only k'shem mevin haloshen she'omer. Only when you have havana in the loshen that you're using. However, a mead, someone from Adai, b'lshon parsi, would not be yotzei his chiyuv. And that's why the Mishnah uses the loshen of b'lshonam. Means elu, that the Mishnah mentions, the litany of items, Nemru dafka b'lshono shekolecha ve'echon. So, based on the sheet of Tosfos, that's how he answers the next Tosfos, the next kasha, which all Rishonim ask. Namely, the Mishnah mentioned Kriyat Shema, Utvila, Ubirchas Hamazon, among the items that are said, b'lshonam. And then the question is, Tema, Amai Shir Halel, V'kiddush Shel Shabbos, Ubirchas HaPeros, Ubirchas HaMitzvos. Question is, what about those items? They are also said b'choloshem. Hallel, Kiddush of Shabbos, and Birchas HaPeros. So Tosfos says, V'lekol ha'meimad lo nokat el daraisa. We'll discuss this in a few moments. Maybe one might argue, we're only talking about dinim daraisa. You can't say that. The v'perig mishamesu mashmad etzvila kriyash ma'ad ha'abona. Rather, striking kind of statement. There is a taste of Menachos who claims that Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanan, but obviously most assume that Kriyat Shema is a din d'araisa. Tefillah, we know, Machlokes the Rambam Ramban, that Shita Sarambam, that Tefillah is d'araisa. Rabbi Yishonim holds Tefillah is din d'Rabbanan. There's a lot of Gemaras, a lot of Rayas to that. So Tosfos says, you can't say that we're only dealing with dinim d'araisa because the Gemara says in Brachos that Tefillah Kriyat Shema is din d'Rabbanan. V'yo d'hosem hashma, the Kiddush Daraisa, hopefully I'll get to this also, that Kiddush is a din Daraisa. Lachi mashma namni b'esh masech nozir. Bishlom ha-mikra megillah ikul ha-meim lachi shir. You could apparently explain mikra megillah, the Tana perishayin the megillah, haloish ha-shom ha-shuras yotza. Elahani ha-mai shir. So Tosfos says, v'nireh, dahani ne'amorim b'chalosh ha-filin ha-shomea. Hilgol lo-domi lahani ne-masisin, de-nemru dafka bil-shonam. Now, according to Tosfos, the way he's girsa in the Mishnah, reads, Elu Ne'amarim Bilshonam. So that's why this question that Tosfos raises can be resolved. Namely, Halal Kiddush and Brachas Haseh B'Choloshem. The answer is, B'Choloshem Gam She'Eino Meivin. Even when there's no Havana, and when there's no understanding of what I'm saying. Mashen Kein, the case that I mentioned in the Mishnah, Dafka Bilshonam Shu Meivin. That's the obvious distinction Tosfos makes between the cases that are found in the Mishnah that require Havana, and these other cases that the Mishnah did not cite, Halal, Kiddush, and the like, that on the Amorim B'chol Oshon, Gam She'eno Meivin. Even according to Rashi, the Rashi has the Girsa the way we have in our Mishnah, Il Ne'amorim B'chol Oshon, but it's not that Rashi disagrees with the position of Tosfos. That's what I saw here in the Be'er Sheva, on Seita, and also the Netziv, in his parish on Seita. There, Rashi essentially agrees with the din of Tosfos. You have to be mevin b'shalosh shonos. You have to have havana if you use shalosh shonos. But that's not the intention of the Tana. So you'll take a look now in the Ma'amar Komos. One of the most famous Magid Avrams that's found in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. This Magid Avram is quoted by everyone. You can actually see the Magid Avram himself on page number 3. And then we'll go back to Mishnah Berurah. In Simon Samach Beis, I mentioned this Magid Avram countless times. He quotes his Tosfos LaHalacha. In Simon Samach Beis, the title of this Simon is Mishelo Dikte B'Kriyat Shema Olo Shmiya Lo Ozno. So the Mechaber writes, I'll read the entire Mechaber Aleph Beis and Gimel, Abba B'Shemitzel L'Dakti B'Yotze Yoseo, Korol Lo Dikte B'Hem Yotze. But the Ebed, one is Yotze, even one is not B'Dakte. Halacha Beis, Yochel Likreisa B'Chaloshon, Okay, you can read it in any language, but you have to be competent in that language. And you have to be careful not to err. V'yidaktik bo k'mobo l'shon HaKodesh. And then Halacha Gimel, also famous dim, Torah HaShmiya L'Ozna, Hashem Otsi B'Fiv, Imlo HaShmiya L'Ozna Yotza, Ulvach Yotzi B'Sfosa. So the Magen Avraham says, I underlined it, in Tzamach Beis Aleph, he writes, he quotes the entire text of the Halacha, that when it says, Eilu Ne'amarim B'chol Oshen, it means it requires Havona. However, Hallel and Kiddush and Brachos do not require that Havona. Says the Magen Avraham, Davkik Shemei Ben Aloshen. Who had him at Tfilah Bichas Hamazon? Abul Kiddush, going on to page 4, says the Magen Avraham, Kiddush, Ubichas HaPeros, Ubichas HaMitzvahs, V'Hallel, Yotzei, Afil Einim Eivet HaLoshon. Those items do not require Havana. The Mishnah Brura, on page number 1 and 2. Mishnah Brura hacks a comment over here, on this halacha. Mishnah Brura points out that all the items that I mentioned require Havana. I'm going to use other types of language. I have to understand what I'm saying. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Hallel and Kiddush and Brachas also require Havana. You can take a look at the Bi'ah Halacha here. He quotes from a whole slew of Achrayinim that you're not Yotzei b'shum dabar k'sheinu mevin. If you don't have Havana, you're not Yotzei. Take a look at the, maybe we'll read a little bit of the Bi'ah Halacha, the very famous Bi'ah Halacha. Yochel l'kosu b'chaloshon, just 1 second. I'm sorry? Okay, that needs a separate attention. I'm aware of that problem. That Rav Chaim is also not Pashut, but I want to get into that right now. Okay. I'm a Mishnah Brura, Mishnah Kasafti, who had been Bitfila Bechas HaMazim V'Kiddush, V'Hinei Avshem HaGad Avram Kasa B'Shem HaTesis, the B'Kiddush Bechas HaMazim V'Halo Yotzeh Afil and Meibin Aloshin, Kvar Posko Achreinim. Mishnah Brura says it as a definitive statement, quotes from the Karban Eda and others, V'Chricho B'Kamer Reis Deni Yotzeh. Now, there's the next part of the Mishnah Berurah is also very famous, and okay, I'm not reading the rest of the Mishnah Berurah, but we'll discuss it momentarily. But if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch in Samach Beis, Sif Beis, which you also have in front of you, which is what we just read, Yochel Likosa B'Chaloshen, V'Yizor Midivrei Shibush, he quotes a Mishnah. They can read Kriyat Shema B'Chaloshen, and there's no Tanai that you have to understand the Loshen. Oh, what's that? Here, I have another one, but it's just missing page 1, but it's not. That's everything else. The Prima Godim actually is medayik from the Mechaber that he holds not like Tesis. There's no need to have any Havona. I just want to go back for a moment. We'll get back to this in 1 second. That when the Mishnah says here, Eilu Ne'amarim B'chol Oshen, Pasha Sota V'idu Maisei Kriyat Shema Tefillah. So, again, we said, only if you have Havana, that Lashon, otherwise you're not Yotzei. But the question is regarding Shal Lashonos. That's the issue. If I use other languages, now the question is, what exactly is the situation with other languages? Do we assume that somehow other languages also require Havana? That's what we just saw here. If a person is not competent, it's not fluent in another language. So the same pasuk that says that you can use Shal Lashonos also assumes that you have to have Havana in Shal Lashonos? Or do we somehow assume that it's not based on Psukim necessarily, maybe it's Mi'ikra Adin, that Shal Lashonos require Havana? The reason why I mention this is because I saw in Mishonim a lot of discussion. Take a look, for example, the Me'iri. Me'iri is found here. On page number 5 of the handout, Me'iri actually, he goes through the entire Mishnah. But there's in the left-hand column, the third line, where he speaks about Kriyat Shema. He writes, Kriyat Shema, the Mishnah had mentioned here in the beginning of Daf Lamed Beis, that Kriyat Shema is among the items that are said B'chol Loshon. Dichsib, he quotes the Gemara, Shema, B'chol Loshon Tzata Shomea. Ratzal Omar, says the Me'iri, She'ye Mevin Es HaDvarim. And as he understands from Zeh HaKosov, of Shema, that Zeras HaKosev implies Havana. When you say Kriyat Shema, B'Shal Lashonos, even if I use other languages, you have to have understanding of what you're saying. And the Rishonim and the Mishnah and Brachas Daf Yud Gimel, that you have to understand. The other question is whether it's learned out from a pasuk. He seems to understand this is implicit in the text of the pasuk. Shema b'chalosh shatan shomea. He understands that to mean havana. You have to have understanding of what you are saying. The question is, what's the distinction between, or is there a distinction between Lashon HaKodesh and Shadosh Shono? So going back to the Bi'ah Aloch, I'm not going to read it inside. If you want to read it, you can do so. And Samach Beis, which is found on page number one. But this is really not a distinction only of the Bi'ah Aloch, of the Mishnah Berurah, but it's already mentioned by Rishonim. There's a distinction between Lashon HaKodesh and Shadosh Shono. And the assumption of Rishonim is that Lashon HaKodesh is considered to be their language is hu lashon be'etzem. In absolute terms, the Hebrew language is considered to be a language. Masha'en ken shalosh shonot are essentially what the Ran calls in the Dorim haskamata umma. It's a convention that was accepted by the nations of the world. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah on page number one, you can see the last nine lines of the Bi'ah Aloch more or less expresses this. He says, you see where I'm reading about 9-10 lines up from the bottom. The Olsen Dvarim and the Amarim B'Chaloshin Udafka Manchi Osa Medina Medabim Kach. Imanchi Medina Eni Chol Medabim Zeh Aloshon. Barak Hu Vaod Eiz Zeh Anoshin Rechidim Yodim Zeh Aloshon. Lo Nechshav Kal Aloshon Medina Zor Sheinam Akeret Bar Aloshon. Dibish Lama Aloshon HaKodesh Ulashon Mitzara Etzem. It has absolute value as a language. Shon HaKodesh is considered to be language. Mashen Kin Shad Aloshon Eno Eno Ki Mitzad Heskem HaMedina. They decided, they came up with the language. It's not called Lashon. He brings a raya, a famous Gemara in Kedushin. It's based on the Ran Nidorim, the Ran of Davez Medal, the famous Ran on the beginning of Davez Medal, that essentially all other languages are a function of popular, kind of conventional coming together. And therefore, the Ran says over there, "Sheino Mabin Masha Omer." He calls it "Tziftufei Ha'ofot." That's his language. It's like "Tziftuf of Ofot." It's like birds that are chirping. They don't understand what they're saying. Rabban Lichtenstein, he told me he left France when he was a year old. He spoke French fluently. I took 2 years of French. For you, his French was far better than mine. That's the understatement of the year. He told me that the French people do not speak French properly. That's not a chiddush. Or maybe don't speak French the way he does, I would say. His everything by him was perfection, par excellence. Anyway, but I'm just saying that that's why Tosfos says, Elan Nemorim B'Chaloshon, Tzor Shiyovim B'Chaloshon. You have to have Havana in that language that you're going to use. And that's generally what the Achronim assume. There's a long tshuva. If you look at the Igros Moshe here, I xeroxed it for you. That was my reading on the plane when I came back. The whole night I read the Igros Moshe. On page 6, 7, 8, and 9. That's good for me. The person next to me was reading some book. And I was also involved in reading, but of a different nature. So you look at Anaf Gimel, which is on page number 7, page Pei Bet of Moshe Tshuva. He has the same yisod. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Look at the left hand, in the right side, left hand column. V'gam yishlomar, the Lashon HaKodesh, yuloshen be'etzen. Again, they're similar to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, and that's what the Bi'ah Aloch writes over here by Arichus. So that's why Moshe, Lashon HaKodesh does not require Havana. Because when the Gemara says, V'chol Lashon she'ata shomea, it's not referring to Lashon HaKodesh. There's a shame Lashon in absolute kind of terms to Lashon HaKodesh. And that is something that only applies to Lashon HaKodesh. And that's the Chiddush of the Bi'ah Aloch, going back again on, if you want to go back to page Samach Beis, or to Simon Samach Beis on page number one, that's the Bi'ah Aloch here points out. He's Mechadish Adav Nifla, the Bi'ah Aloch. He writes over here, when the Mishnah has all the list of all the items, B'shaloshonos, that's only, as he writes, Od nearly b'pshitut, says the Mishnah Berurah here, Dolson dvarim ha'nemar b'chaloshon, hu dafkim anshei oto medina medabim kach. Av l'machei ha'medina, eilem b'cholim medaber ze'aloshon, they don't speak the language properly. Only individuals, isolated individuals, are really competent to speak that language. Absolutely, has absolute value as a language. The problem with this, of course, is that this seems to run counter to, we had this discussion, I spoke about in the Dorim. The Rambam, when the Mishnah in the Dorim speaks about kinuyim, what are kinuyim? Kinuyim are shibush halashon. Basically, it's, how do you translate the term kinuyim? Nicknames, I'm not sure how you translate. Kinuyim, makini lashon is a shibush halashon, and that seems to be not in sync with what the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, maybe Yesh L'Chalek.
All Umas speak the same language. They're all
Mishnah. I mean, they don't speak. In the Shana Kodesh. Okay, Beseder. But I'm just saying that Mishnah in the Dorim, which the Rambam quotes at in the very beginning of Perek Aleph of the Dorim, he mentions the Mishnah in the Dorim of Kinuyim Lashon and Mahani Kinuyim. We assume that those Kinuyim are operative. They work. They function. Okay, but anyway, I found, and this actually was someone mentioned this to me. That's how I found it. On page, there's a Sefer HaZikaron of Rav Hutna, Zatzal, on page number 11. So, a Sefer HaZikaron was written after he passed on, a collection of articles, including a number of Chiddush HaTorah he himself wrote. So he asks a question, which is a very fundamental question. It's in the left-hand column. You can see this question. Rav Hutna asks, namely from the Mishnah, our Mishnah. The Mishnah said the Pasha Sota and Vidui Meiser and the Mar Mechaloshin. The problem is, where did these two events take place? They took place in the Azara and Yerushalayim. Vidui Meiser, V'Amarta L'Vnei Hashem Elokecha, V'Yarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis, L'Vnei Hashem Elokecha. The discussion in Rishon, the Ram and the Ravid, but the simple pshat took place in the Azara and Yerushalayim. Vidu Abisota as well, Pasha Saita rather, takes place in the Azor and Yerushalayim. So he asked Rav Hutna, how are you Yotze B'Shivim Lashon? You're not in a place where they speak that language. The Azor and Yerushalayim, they're speaking only Lashon HaKodesh. That's his kasha that Rav Hutna asked. Okay, you can. I thought, on the contrary, Yerushalayim is Tel Talpiot, that everyone gathers there from all over the world. And I would imagine to say that it's called Mikomoshul Ayin Umoto Olam, Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. But I'm just telling you the question that he poses, and I don't think it's much of a question. Now, but he gives a different answer. What? Okay. I'm not a politician. But anyway, I'm just saying that, by the way, I don't think English is among the Shivim Lashonot, as far as I know. So that's a problem. What do we do with that language?
What about the Buddhists?
Maybe England. Maybe the English that they speak in England, that's called Shivim Lashonot. But the English that the Americans speak, trust me, it's not Shivim Lashonot. Shibush. I agree. I'm asking to you. So you wouldn't be able to be able to say Kriyat Shema, Shari Dvarim, if you, even though when I grew up in that, what's it called, that Siddur? Birnbaum. Birnbaum Siddur, they had it transliterated, if I'm not mistaken. The Kaddish, one or two other things were transliterated. So that's not Shivim Lashonot. Okay, I'm just indicating that. I'm just saying, he, but Rav Hutna, one second, let me just get to Rav Hutna. So Rav Hutna here, he.
Say there.
No, but again, he writes over here that his issue is that Dafka Kriyashma and Tfila, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. He's not talking about Shua Sota or the Vidu Maisa because Adraba. That the makom of these amirot is in the Beis Hamikdash, but there's a ribu of kol hashom, so it doesn't make a difference where you are, but rather the usage of the language. As long as there are people in the world that they know how to use this language, has din of lashon even the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, that's what I think what you were saying also. I don't think you disagree with that. That's why the kasha to me is not kasha. I don't understand the whole question of Rav Hutna, but whatever the case is, that he mentions here what? What? Dafka the Beis Hamikdash. Lifnei Hashem, that's what the Pasuk says. By Sota also. The last paragraph here, I'm not sure exactly what he wants, but you see the left-hand column of page 11, right, where it says, Udchirna Milsa. Rav Hudna says that I remember Shabbosim Ayamim Samach Lafuat Sefer Torah Tanazir. He wrote a Sefer Anazir. It's the only Sefer in Halacha that Rav Hudna wrote when he was 18 years old. It was on the Rambam in the entire Masechet Nazir. Other than that, he wrote just Pachad Yitzchak, and not he, his daughter, Aleha Shalom. So she wrote Pachad Yitzchak and all the Dibri Machshava that he was well known for. He was not known for Torah Nazir. I heard Rav Soloveitchik use the Torah Nazir. I didn't hear Shurim from Nazir, but he said Shurim Nazir. Rabbi Shechter told me he quoted this Sefer quite often, the Torah Nazir of Rav Hudna. Anyway, so, but he mentions here just a vignette. Utchilna milser shebosim ayam samach lafu ha-sefer Torah Nazir, nizdamim l'nsua mivilna the Radin. He traveled from Vilna to Radin. Ubishad prayed them, yagon Rav Chaim Moses at Tzukol. Omali, when he left Rav Chaim Moses, he said to him, this issue that he raised, namely regarding Yerushalayim, where only Lashon HaKodesh is the language of usage, so I should ask that question of the Chafetz Chaim against the Mishnah Berurah and Samach Beis. Kamuvan shasiti kidvarav, v'yomali kahai lishnam. B'shat mi'ehobin gishribin hobin migut duch giton. I know what it means. It means that the Chafetz Chaim said, don't worry, I thought about that issue too when I learned that sugya. I'm familiar with it, but that's all he said. Okay, whatever the case is, that this issue is the subject of a lot of discussion among the Gdolei Achronim. Many of them disagree with the Bihaloch. Many of them disagree with his premise, with his assumption, with his Hanocha. But again, there's a Chiddush, which is another Chiddush of the Bihaloch. And that is... I'm sorry? They assume that... If I use French in America, that would also work. Against the Bi'alocha. Yeah. They're against the Bi'alocha. That's right. Doesn't make a difference. Even if there are Yechidim who speak that language in America, how many people speak French in America? Except with the exception of some Frenchmen. Most do not. So therefore, it's a minor language.
But still, you're allowed to say
that's right. Now, there's another chumrah. One other chumrah that's mentioned, that only shivim lashon of the shivim umos ha'olam, that somehow that became part of the shivim lashon, that comes from the, as Abayan Lichasi would call, the dua palaga, or as I say, dua floga. That's the marker for the shivim lashon. So only that, those lashon that came from that point in time, mahani la'amir kalad ram elu. But all the other languages that came later on, lo mahani klal. Wow. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes that very clearly. He says, "Mashi itiru loma b'chaloshin shushomei lo nemo advar melam ken yadua shaloshin zel mishivim lishonot shalom umot shechiluk lishonot elu be'ed shenifuga haaretz aval lishonot shebodu lehem acharkach bodu whoever created different types of language v'yesh habi lishonot sheyatza birbuvya shekibu otam miktzab lishon zel miktzab lishon acher a hybrid of so many different types of language." That's what Mishnah Berurah says here. So he basically, many are cholik on this. This assumption, Yidavka requires Shivim Lashonos. Dafka, you need Shivim Lashonos, otherwise. What's that? So that seems to be the same issue. The issue is whether we assume somehow that Shar Lashonot are considered to be Lashon. They have the status of language, similar to Lashon HaKodesh. And therefore, even Bishar Medino, Che Medabrimo, a Frenchman who speaks French in America.
Frenchman today does not speak the same Frenchman. The French is Russian.
Okay, I understand that.
He's holding both sides. On one hand, he's holding the Maven.
Yeah, it's a little... that's the question, whether the Shal Lashonot are what the Mishnah Berurah calls here Heskem HaMedina. That's his language, a convention. All right, I'm just reading to you here what the Mishnah Berurah and the other Achron who are cholik on
him. Heskem HaMedina means it's independent of time. It's not today we have a brand new English, that's fine.
Okay. I'm not sure how to relate to any of that. I don't know. I assume that you're probably right, that the old French of Rashi, there was a dayan in, I think I mentioned to you, Rabbi Baum, that the dayan in England who wrote, he put out a sefer on Ariga, I think I mentioned to you, in 1981, he came to St. Louis, Missouri, in my high school, I was a Menahel. So there he put on, he built a loom right in front of us. They were learning, what's it, two dapim in Masechet Shabbos, the old Perek HaOreg. So he built a loom right in front of us. Dafka, we got him in one of the two blot. We paid him a fortune of money. And then he later on translated, he actually studied Old French. And then translated, he wrote a sefer, encyclopedia. I think we went through his name. I asked you about it. In Gutnik, I forgot his name. I forgot what the name was. I remember, but he was a genius, an absolute Eloi, this guy. And he was just totally out of the box. Highly educated, valued secular knowledge, incredibly. Just as like someone that I happen to like those people. A Renaissance man, in every respect. Okay, but I'm just saying here, back in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says here, Bekeren Elun Amaran Becholosha. So I want to know, what does this mean? Dayan?
Guvitsky.
Thank you. That's the name. Dayan Guvitsky. I know it was with a G. I just remember the exact name. This goes back to 1981. Anyway, so, what does this mean, the Mishnah? Any person could say all these items, B'choloshon, or only those who don't understand Lashon HaKodesh can utilize Lashon HaKodesh. It's very unclear, the Mishnah. It's not, so there's a Gemara Megillah, I think I Xeroxed that also, Aran. Nemarin, okay. I'm not sure you can make a... That's Muchach. Okay. On page number 12, there's a Ran and Megillah. The Ran and Megillah quotes from the Ramban. When the Mishnah says the Megillah Nikre Bishar L'Shonot, that's only those who don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Someone who understands Lashon HaKodesh is not Yotzei Bishar L'Shonot. You can't read the Megillah Bishar L'Shonot. So that's the question that we have over here. All the items mentioned in our Mishnah. Pasha Sota, Vidu Maiser, Kriyash Matfila, someone who knows Lashon HaKodesh, is he allowed to go ahead and read these items B'Chalosha?
Well, by Megillah, we can't learn from because it's unique.
You're saying there's seven halacha by Megillah. Okay, I'm just saying that I have another kasha on this Mishnah as well, since we're focusing on this Mishnah again here, Elin Amar and B'Chalosha. The question I also have is, what's the Chiddush of B'Chalosha? Mechatesi has a havamina yishin Lashon HaKodesh. I mean, well, why is Lashon HaKodesh dafka that which is nitzrach, that which is required? Now, it could be, so I'm now going to suggest the following theory.
We have a bunch that require Lashon HaKodesh.
Okay, good. So I'm going to, but the theory is a bit more even than that, because it's clear that we're talking about, let's take the Pasha of Sota. Nemer b'choloshen. So Rashi says, Rashi's Lashon, Masha HaKoin Omer Lo. That which the Kohen tells her, the Amira that the Torah has, what's that Lashon of Rashi, Kederach Shenichtav? Masha from Rashi, that there's the Yisod in the Mishnah. The Havamina was that you have to say the Parsha Kederach Shenichtav. That would require Dafka Lashon HaKodesh. It has to be Dafka in Hebrew. So it comes out, there's no Ma'ilat Lashon HaKodesh mitzad the Lashon, but it's Katuv HaParsha. Since it's written in the Parsha, you have to say Masha Katuv. Not only that, take a look at the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Vidui Maiser. So Rashi says here also, V'lo Amrinam b'loshon zeh, Hiskiko HaKatuv l'omre b'loshon HaKodesh. Again, Hiskiko HaKatuv l'omre b'loshon HaKodesh. I think this is the correct deal.
Because you have to read it?
Mashma, the Havamina was, you have to say b'loshon zeh b'loshon HaKodesh. But why? Not mitzad the Lashon, mitzad HaParsha HaKtuva b'loshon HaKodesh.
This is what you have to read.
Exactly. That's what you have to read. That's what the Torah says. So you see, furthermore, the Mishnah says it here, El ne'amar b'lashon HaKodesh, says Rashi, v'lo amrinan, nigmar mehanach dele'el, shenichtav v'nizdar aleim kol mitzvah diburam. And you don't have to say b'lashon HaKodesh. Again, Rashi comes to explain, what's the havamina, that you should say, pasha bikur mechalitza b'shad l'shonot, it is written explicitly, b'lashon HaKodesh. Rashi says it three times. Rashi repeats and reiterates and reaffirms.
Specific prescribed.
Correct, they prescribe text.
The Darim.
Good. So that's what I'm saying. That's the Chiddush that even those that I mentioned earlier, Nichtav, Lashon Rashi here, Be'el Ne'amar and Lashon HaKodesh, Nichtav and Nizdar. And even though we paskin in all of them, you don't need Lashon HaKodesh, but that's the Chiddush. But this is the Havamina. Correct means the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though there's a text that's written, I would have thought the text is the Kuba, so that's exactly the Chiddush. You need Dafka, Lashon HaKodesh.
What?
I'm getting to that. So that already is problematic. We'll get to that in a moment. Good, good, good. I'm going to get to that. Akasha, that's what also bothers me. But before I get to that, I'm just saying a simple nafka mina, I understand, as you just said correctly, that Pasha Sota, Vidu Meiser, Kriyashma, you have a clear text in Chumash. But now, what about Tefillah Berachas HaMazon? There is no text for Tefillah in the Torah. There's no text for Berachas HaMazon. The only text is V'achalta, V'savata, U'verachta. But the Nusach, obviously, is not found in the Torah. So, according to Rashi, this is difficult. Beyond that, the question that Dr. Mazenkis asked, Shua Sa'edah, Shua Sa'bikodim. There's no Pasha. It's not Nichtav, V'nizdar, B'shum Makom. What's the Havim to require Lashon HaKodesh? So, if you actually hear, that this bothers me, but this is a very strong kasha, and maybe one can suggest the following. There's a tesis here. Take a look on, I think I actually may have Xerox the tesis also. Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. So here, on page number 13. There's a tesis later on in Daf Lamed Gimel. He says that explicitly, the Birchas HaMazon, that you don't have a Nusach, Batorah, Misvara, Efshel Levar B'chol Oshon. That's what he says here. Look at the tesis. Rashi, he writes over there on Lamed Gimel, and you have it on number 13, if you want to see it, if you don't trust me. Birchas HaMazon, the Siv, Yachad of Sabbatam, Rashi Shibesh HaGirsa, Logaris Minolam, Gubir Shushin Lobo Yikro, Meichet Tesi, Dibar Lashon HaKodesh. Why should I require the Shana Kodesh? Umi unira ika kigirsa sasform, the gasina bahu, midolon, the sokotat, hamina, nele brocha, mi brocha, tagrizem, the sibu eliamdu the varech, malal mosha kodesh afkan, the bags are shovy, afina bepirka, mirasakan, we love Shana Kodesh, lochi sibrata sashema lokecha, chloma, miaha shabrocha, vasheva klapi ashrina, tucha the varech, becholosh shetirza. Mistame belashom shata makir, Shetiten Shevach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bolei B'Shalom Lano Ascha, and then he quotes Yerushalmi of a similar language. And basically, that again, you have to assume that Lashon, the Ma'ale Lashon Hakodesh, is the Nusach that the Torah was Koveh. But as you asked correctly, what do you do with Shuas Ha'Eden, Shuas Ha'Bikod? So Rashi says here. Rashi learns, what's the soul called Dad Chamina? The Nelev Lishuas, Lashon HaKodesh, Mishuas HaGrizim, Kol Shua Achasi. So just like all Shua, Rashi says, is somehow we have to assume it's all one. So just like HaGrizim, Lashon HaKodesh, Kmo Ken Kol HaShuas. I know you don't like that terrorist, Dr. Mazangas, a little balabatish here. But that's what Rashi says. And Mitzad the Shua, there's no Svara to require Lashon HaKodesh, only after. We require Lashon HaKodesh, but Shavuos HaGrizim, so all Shavuos have to be Dome. All Shavuos apparently have to be of a similar nature. The only problem is that Tosfos clearly does not agree. Look in Tosfos here again on Daf Lamed Gimel, there's a Havamina that Birchas HaMazon should require Lashon HaKodesh, even though there's no text in the Torah for Birchas HaMazon. You see, it's against what Rashi says. Somehow there's a value to Lashon HaKodesh mitzad atma. Lashon HaKodesh has its own inherent kind of value. We said before, the way that B'Aloch explained, and Rishonim say this, that it's an absolute language. Now, Tosfos here writes the question that we just raised earlier, namely, there's a chiluk, what do you say, Lashon HaKodesh, B'Shal Lashonot, whether you have to have Havana, must you understand what you're saying? So apparently you see that there's a plus to Lashon HaKodesh. Mashen Kein, Shal Lashonot, Hagruim, Biyoter, other languages which apparently are secondary and tertiary, and therefore you must have Havana, you must have some sort of Havana. Now this issue I saw in the Rav Moshe Feinstein, Ligus Meisha, at the very beginning, at page number 6, you turn the page sideways, you see he quotes from a sefer called Chelkas Yoav. I'm not familiar with this svarim, I'll be honest with you, Achronim, he's a famous. Only one year in my life, I was Zochet Yerachonim. Rav Michal Zilba in Itri used to quote Achronim as if they were going out of style. Every Rebbe that I had in my life, no one quoted Achronim, except for Rav Chaim, but he's a Rishon. Anyway, so now here in Chalkas Yoav, he has, Rav Moshe quotes in Anaf Aleph. I sort of blocked it out. He has a Chakira that, on page number 6, which is sideways, the Igros Moshe, the beginning of it, Tzimulam Beis, Anaf Aleph, page pay. You see?
Yes.
So the question is whether you have to say those words that are written. I'll read the first four lines. B'dar ha-savik she-heveitam rishut chalkot Yaakov, namely, Simon Aleph, Madura Tinyana, B'dvarim she-tzvichim lomar v'loshon ha-kodesh, Yimtzarach lomar davka, B'nusach ha-kosu b'teira, must I use that nusach? O she-hik peida, hirak, Shom v'loshon ha-kodesh, Av'yoch lomar gam nusach acher. Can I change the nusach of the Torah? You want to call it modern Hebrew? Fine. Or, the truth is, the Gemara has already. Brich Rachmana Binyamin. Brich Rachmana married the High Pita. I mentioned jokingly already a few times when I was, my father Shom sent us to public school because he couldn't afford the day school education. So in grade one, I go to public school. There were a lot of Jewish kids there, young Jewish boys, young Jewish girls, and the teacher was aware of the fact that there was a large Jewish presence, so she told us after we had whatever bread meal we had that we should now say grace. We should have benediction. So the grace was the following. This is what I remember. And the grace was, rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, yay God. That was the grace. So later on I said in my life when I came to Kesem Mevorchin, Brich Rachmana Mori Dahai Pita, which Rishon said, yes, the Dinda Raisa of Birchas Hamazon. Birch Rachmana Mori Dahai Pita. The question is, what does Birchas Hamazon have to contain? But when I was a relatively young man, still in grade school, day school, I had a Rebbe who taught us that Tefillah, the Raisa, according to the Rambam, requires Sherach Bakasha Roda. So I told my father that that Nusach that that woman used, that's what I remember from my 8 years of grade school, that thanks to the grub is hodah, yeh God is sheva, I assume rabba dub dub must be some sort of akasha. The question whether, I'm just joking, David. What? I have a sense of humor. Anyway, what? Okay, so the question that the Chalkas Yoav raised, the Moshe Feinstein here cites, is the following question. You have to say those words that are written in the Torah. That's the exact language you have to use. Or no, as you mentioned, Sanel, that you can just use modern Hebrew or some other nusach that you would like to use. So Rav Moshe Feinstein analyzed this in light of the Gemara that we had here also in Saita, the famous Machlokes, whether he said this perhaps might be dependent upon Mahog's Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, that there's a din of Kriyas HaParsha Kitzur Rasa. So even though it's true there's a ribu, you can use color Shekomin Elishono, but however, the ribu is that you don't require those words, let's say Kriyas HaTorah B'Shal Shonot. But according to Tesis, there was never such a Havamina. So it could be such a thing is not possible. So I mention all this again because I didn't Xerox it for you because I just saw it this morning and I wrote it down in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes the following. I'm going to read you his language. He says, V'da, d'zeh d'kriya shema u'tfilo ne'emeret b'chol oshon, v'adai zehu k'shema'atik ma'amash kol ha'gimel parashiyot v'chol ha'shmanesvei l'haloshon ha'acher. Yimlo kein, ein zehu kriya shema u'tfilo. U'lufi zeh, ein din zeh ele b'zman ha'mishna v'agamara. During the days of the Mishnah Gemara, Yodim b'tiv l'shonenu, they knew language. Well, Yicholim l'hatiko. Achshav yadua shekama svekot yeshon befer shamilu hamilot. V'nechad gua mefarshin kamo l'totafot. Ech n'hatiko. What does that mean? L'totafot. They translate always as frontlets, if I'm not mistaken, in English. V'chein pasuk shema Yisrael shegam b'pshit tuto yesh kama pirushim. V'chein pirush tzitzis. What does tzitzis mean? V'arei ikah shem havaya eino neyodim l'hatiko koroi l'fikach. I skipped the whole bit. Bizman Azem, also Likrod Kriyat Shema Tfilim Chalabrochot, Rak Melashon HaKodesh.
So you can't say the word Tzitzis.
That's right.
Like
correct. V'chein Horu Goni Olam Zeh Be'erach Shmonim Shana, V'chein Igol Ladina. Now look at the Mishnah Berurah. He says like that too. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on page number one, in Sifkot and Gimel. Mishnah Berurah is on page number two, sorry. Page number two, no, not page number two, where is it? Yes, page number two. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. On Bechol Hashem. He says, in Sivkot and Gimel, Bida, Davka Shemevim Botol Hashem, Uadim Tzila Bechasavazim, Kiddush Bechasavitz, Apeh Zahalel, I'm be alocha and chosim b'saladin. The mitzvah and amuvcha davka b'shon hakodesh. Ken kasu abach. V'ayim b'sif achronim diyomenu ab b'saladin yishizor shol lekros b'loshon achay ki b'loshon hakodesh. Ki yish kama v'kama teva she'enu n'yodim v'latikom is v'yarach ha'shochan. G'lom teva v'shinam tov yish b'kama b'yurim. Echad l'shon limud, echad l'shon chidud, v'shon m'chazal, yud d'retor m'chudad m'fichim, yisho ha'odim l'adob ha'arce gam game, וכן כמה וכמה טבע שבקיעו יש מעין לו ליודם היתה ביור הלא שן אחר, טבע דד וטבע תוטובות. So, אבל כשאנו קוראים קיעו יש מה, בלא שן הקודש, שכן בציל וחסם בלזן, קידש, הרברוכות, אפילו למה בן הלא שן יוסו, וזה אינו מוצא שבן יסוע לא ידע ביור הפוסקים שביעו יש מה. Oh, I wish you were right. Anyway, he says it's not possible that you have people who don't know the explanation of the first pasuk in קיעו יש מה, שהכוונה בו ליקובה. רבן ליכטנשטיין once had a discussion with us. What was the level of orthodoxy or orthopraxy Bizman HaMikdash and during different kufot? He cited from different historians, and very unclear what the situation was. Even Bnei Chazal, well, there weren't Ami Aretz, there weren't people who were not literate. And throughout the ages, we've had people. Shavuot doesn't know if one person doesn't know the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. That's something which is, wow, what a very big chiddush.
How did they ever?
Right.
It's impossible.
I agree.
Masker. It's not a smart really. I mean, it's...
Okay, but if you look in this Igrim Moshe, again, if you have a chance to look it over, it was written by Frank Greenblatt, that's Al from Memphis, and he sent him this suffix of the Chalkas Yoav, and Moshe here, he goes on forever in this tshuva. But it's not so poshut, even that which he writes. I mean, it could be when the Mishnah says here, El Ne'amar B'chol Hashon, maybe one can interpret it, B'chol Hashon. Again, not like the Girsa of Taisa Bil Shonam. Let's take the Girsa of Rashi, El Ne'amar B'chol Hashon, that includes two things. Number one, even though I don't speak Lashon HaKodesh, and even in another Lashon, that you don't say it, K'havayatang, K'moshe Henk Tuvim Lashon HaKodesh, but another Nusach. I just gave the example of Binyamin, Minyamin, Raya, Karach Rifta, Brich Mar, Dai Pita. So, El Ne'amar B'chol Hashon. I thought that, again, this might be told, and this Mahogas here, Rashi and Tosfos. It's according to Rashi that you have to say Kitzur Rosso. So, and according to Tosfos, no, that's not necessary. All right, I'm just...
That's why the Rav wouldn't sing the term Shalom, right?
No, that, there are two reasons why mentioned. That's one of what you just said. Also, the other time is, if I sing that, I was Yotzi B'chol Hashon.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Okay. Tzur Mishalom Achal, the Rav didn't sing. Not his Chiddush, everything, the Rav was a Chiddush. Well, the Grod, the Minigagro, not to sing Tzur Mishalom Achal, because you don't see Bechassam also already with that kind of language. As the Gemara said, I just quoted to you, Minyamin Raya Korach Rifta, Brich Rachman Amari Dahai Pita. So the Bisham said, Yosef Dechi Daraisa, a Bechassam also with that Nusach, with that very abbreviated kind of Nusach. I want to just go back to. If you... What was that? Yeah, no question. But it's not the same Nusach that we had. Nusach of Anshei HaSagdola. The Gemara says that the other ones who were Masakin, Brachas, Kedushos, Tfilos, Abdolos, the Gemara and Brachas. So they were Masakin the Nusach. I can speculate. Not sure that's what you want me to do.
Well, it's an alternative. Okay, but not complete speculation.
And the question is, why must we be so kashuach regarding Lashon HaKodesh? I mentioned here in this tshuva.
Right,
Mahogos HaRishonim.
That's
correct, Lashon HaKodesh. But if you look in the tshuva of Moshe, he has a number of suggestions. Mecha Teisei. That you have to require Lashon HaKodesh. He gives here, this is Anaf Vov, towards the end of this piece on page number 10. He gives three explanations. One explanation, he says that Kol HaTorah Kula, Kol HaTorah Kula, Kol HaTorah Kula, Lashon HaKodesh Nevar. Machlok is in the Gemara. But Kol HaTorah Kula, so HaKol Tzorach, Lashon HaKodesh. Unless there's a ribui mifurash in the other direction, you need Lashon HaKodesh. So on this Amira, there's a ribui, V'yomer El HaIsha. And regarding Siva, there is no ribui. So it comes out, the man yom kol haTorah b'chol loshon nemra, There's no makor to require Lashon HaKodesh. If you say Kol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, correct? B'Chol Lashon Nemra, I'm sorry. Then you don't require Lashon HaKodesh. And he says that could be. That's what Rashi means. Then Rashi said Leman Yoma Kol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra. But he quotes another explanation. There's no exact cause of Lashon HaKodesh, but you can't write Svarim unless you write it the Gemara Megillah. The only other language other than Hebrew is Greek. So either Lashon HaKodesh or Greek. And the Rambam says, today we don't have Greek. It's all Greek to us. So therefore, you must write Dafka Lashon HaKodesh. That's the Lashon HaRambam. So that's what he writes here. I don't know. I don't understand really what Rambam said, because the Mishnah is talking about Bizman HaMikdash. They have the Shon Yubanit, Bizman HaMikdash. I'm not sure exactly what he's suggesting.
Isn't Lashon Yubanit not one of the
70? What was
that? Shoni Yevanit is not one of the 70.
Why not?
Because it's a Mufkar, and it has its own status. And
has its own status, you say.
Translate that the
Kodesh
doesn't have, but not the other languages.
Okay, I don't know. I thought it was. I can't imagine. It's not among the Shivim Lashona. Greek is not among the Shivim Lashona. It's hard to believe that. There's something else that bothers me. In the back in the... If you look in Rashi at the very beginning, Vola Amina, and you see the first Rashi? Rashi said, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, you don't have to say B'Lashon HaKodesh, and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph over here. Kederach Shenichtav means, again, Rashi is Mashma, what I was with Dike earlier. Kemen Shenichtav, so therefore that Daf requires Lashon HaKodesh. But then look afterwards in Rashi. Rashi quotes here, Nigmar b'yavama, the kal v'chomer. Ma yavama kala, whatever that means. Ma yavama kala la'asav akala l'shonos k'l'shon hakodesh. Sota chamura lo koshken. Isn't that a stira to the first part of Rashi? First Rashi says gedar shenichtav, which is mashma that since it's written that way, you require daf k'l'shon hakodesh. And then Rashi writes a second later a drasha l'sifrei that's learned out from yavama. So I thought this depends on the issue that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein raises earlier. Namely, it's totally whether Kol HaTorah Kula, B'Lacha Lashon Nemra, B'Lacha HaKodesh Nemra. If B'Lacha HaKodesh Nemra, so then you're using a svara that everything requires Lashon HaKodesh, even the Ksiva, the Pasha. I would say even the Amira, Kamash Malan, you don't require Lashon HaKodesh. But if Kol HaTorah Kula, B'Lacha Lashon Nemra, it's said with every language, so then, Mecha Tesi, the Dafka Lashon HaKodesh. The answer is, I have been, I learned that from Yavama, from a Kal V'Chomer. That's Mashmos of the Rav Moshe also. He seems to be bothered by the Stira and Rashi. That's how he seems to be Miyashivit. I just didn't know what this means. Yavama hikala and sota hichamura. I'm not sure what the intention here of Rashi is. Why is Yavama kala and sota is considered to be chamura? I don't know. I thought based on an earlier Gemara here in sota and after Zayin, the Gemara and after Zayin, the Gemara says, Eshet ish chamura lo koshkin. Rashi says, Eshet ish chamura lebodka. Da amayim bo libdok, vera chamura shal eshet ish. Mashenkein isi yavam alashuk is only a lav. So it could be that's what Rashi means over here, that the isi yavam is kala, it's only a lav. Lo si eish samei sachutza lizor. Okay, I'm just a comment on that. I want to go back to the Tesis here, and Daflam Abesim with Aleph. There are a few items here that bother me. Tesis says here, V'yod demashma asim the kiddush daraisa. Ochi nami mashma b'resh maseches nozi. Quotes the Gemara nozi, Dav Gimel on the base, the kiddush daraisa. So this is a bit of a pella, because we know the Rabbi Kiveger is the one who's ma'orah at this issue, that a person who davens on Friday night Shemon Esrei is over the yotze, the chid of kiddush min HaTorah. And so now the Mishnah says here, tefillin ne'emra b'chol osho. So therefore, that's included Shalu Shonot help for Kiddush as well. So the Chiv is only the Chiv of the Rabbanan. How can Taisa say Kiddush Daraisa? What's Taisa talking about? What? All right, that's what the assumption is. The Mechas Chinuch, and many talk about this issue. Mr. Brewer himself discusses it. Not only because you're Mechabim Shalotze, so who's Mechabim to be also in the Mitzvah Kiddush when they daven Friday night? I don't know anyone here. Maybe there are people here who do that. I don't know. The second issue is you need also in the Kiddush Tisias Mitzrayim. That's the Gemara of Yipsochim. That's Ma'akim. You don't have that in the davening on Friday night. That's a Mishabura, Mechaschinich already. But the Rishash here says, what Taisa means, when he says Kiddush Daraisa, he means Kiddush Alayayin is Daraisa. That's a Machlokes HaRishayin, the Gemara knows in Daf Dalet. When the Gemara says, Mushba V'Yomim HaSinai, how do you understand that Gemara over there? So Taisa assumes there's a Chiyah Menatar, the Kaddush Alayayin. And that's why he asked the Kasha, why was this not included? But anyway, as I said, most assume that Kiddush is Daraisa on Friday night, as you mentioned, and you mentioned, and the Menachas Chinuch and the Mishnah Berurah, the either we're not Mechavein, or we're missing the Tzias Mitzrayim in the Friday night Shemot Esrei, and either we're referring to Kiddush Aliyayin, but even Kiddush Aliyayin is not a Din Daraisa, it's a Din Darabana for sure. The fact that you make Kiddush Aliyayin, there's a whole discussion that you can make Kiddush in Chama Medina. I'm talking about on Friday night. Can you make Kiddush in Chama Medina? And Shabbos morning is probably a bit easier to make Kiddush. Rav Salvation once said a whole shiur and that Kiddush for Shabbos morning. The Ravid said, La'alocha, the Kiddush Shabbos morning does not require the basic dinim that apply to Kiddush on Friday night, namely an Isur to Ima before Kiddush. Number two, Kiddush Makom Suda is not required on Shabbos morning. Bechlal, what's the point of that Kiddush? He said a 3-hour shiur. Well, you have to read that shiur. You tell me, David, whether you are in agreement with that, with this thesis over there. It's in the Shulam Lezecha of Yomari. Maybe if you have nothing to do with yourself, could I spend a few hours at this? Well, he has a whole... You probably heard the shiur. I was present for that shiur. I didn't agree with it. I don't know what I said. Anyway, the kids, so the... what's up on the right? What's the nature of the kasha? Is a good kasha. What's the nature of that kiddush? What do we need it for? We just made kiddush last night. That's the Kiddush to usher in the Shabbos. It's v'chlal not necessary. And the other question is, of course, even Rabbi Akiva Eger, who has this... What?
The Rabbi
has Kiddush. He has Kiddush. It's not so clear whether it's the same Kiddush as the Friday night and the Shabbos. Fadim, I'm Daktek in that Rambam. They make Kiddush on Sudash Rishit as well, based on the Rambam. There are a few briskers who also do it. That's clear from the Rambam. His Lashon is not 100% clear what the nature of that Kiddush is. What? Is there any letter there? But Rabbi Kiveg is the one... Rabbi Kiveg is the one who raised this issue. He raised the issue of the din of Kiddush and davening on Friday night. But Pashup Shat, that it's not a chelik of tefillah, all the dinim of tefillah don't apply to it. If it was Kiddush, you'd require Lashon HaKodesh, and you wouldn't be able to say tefillah said B'shalav Shonot. It's not Allah and Hilchos Tefillah. That's why it's not included in the Mishnah. It's very interesting that Rabbi Kiveger here is Lashitaso because he holds the Chiyav. And Mishnah Berurah quotes it. If you say good Shabbos to someone, he holds the Chiyav Daraisa. Mishnah Berurah said, Mr. Pakta, he quotes Rabbi Kiveger. Whether you say good Shabbos, I remember I asked this question of, I asked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, many years ago when I came to Eretz Yisrael, there was a I went once or twice to see him. I used to go with the yeshiva to see him. Not really. It wasn't my cup of tea, but that's what they do. Touch the flesh of the Gedolei Yisrael. I'm not into that. I'd rather learn Rabbi Kiveger myself and not go to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Maybe I'm saying Dibrei Kfira. But anyway, B'kitzer, so he has a suffix whether the good Shabbos. I asked him, are you with Shabbat Shalom? Does Rabbi Kiveger also include Shabbat Shalom? So he thought for a moment, and he said, probably not. Why not, I asked him? Because Zacheo Divrei Shevach VeKiddush, good Shabbos is Divrei Shevach. That's what he told me. But Shabbat Shalom is not Divrei Shevach.
Why not?
I'm just telling you what he said. Okay, you can Yesh Makom Ladun Alakol. I'm just telling you what he said. I assume what he meant was Shabbat Shalom. You're referring to the Shem Hashem. Or the fact that you want to have a peaceful Shabbos, but Shabbos Bamnucha, but you want me to start darshaning? So I'm just telling you what he said. That's because I asked this question 28 years ago when I first came to Eretz Yisrael. That's when I asked him, I brought one of my children with me, who was very young, and I told him to ask the following question. I didn't ask this, Nesanel, I wouldn't have the audacity. I said that he should ask Rav Chaim the following. Shamadi b'shem echazonish, shemutar ligzol mehamedina. I wanted to know if that was true or not. He jumped up from his seat, Rav Chaim, and said, Sheker v'chazav. That's what I remember. Then I ran out. I was frightened in my life. It's pasha to me. I don't understand what the issue is, but okay. I'm just telling. Someone told me, no, here you can steal, you can do whatever you want. There's no dinah machusadina. I've been listening to this for 28 years for people who are Maru Heter, for Gezel, Chil Hashem. Oh, obviously, they're Isa, but there's no problem. They wear the right clothing. Hakol b'seder. Anyway, b'kitzer, so the, that's why I say, lo ha kova koveya, v'lo amiyil mo'il, v'afil l'tayish, yesh zakat. Okay, don't mind me. Anyway, b'kitzer, so the, I'm going further over here. Even Tesis goes further, and I don't understand the rest of Tesis either. About the whole Tesis I had difficulty with. He says, Bishlam Mimikum Megillah, Ikal Meme Lahachi Shir, because he quotes the Mishnah in Megillah, the second parak, Haloi Shashama Ashuras Yotza, Elohani Amai Shir. What does Tesis mean here? When he says Shir, because Loi Shashama Ashurit Yotza. It means Megillah, there's a Kula. Even a lo'ez, how do you translate a lo'ez? Someone who doesn't understand the Shana Kodesh, he's yotzei b'lashana Kodesh. Shama Shurit, he's yotzei kriyas ha-megillah. Ma'ashenkin b'ilan emorim b'chol lashon, what the Mishnah says over here, this kula does not apply. That the person doesn't understand you are yotzei. So that's why shir megillah, because there's a kula, when it comes to megillah, mekilim b'lamishenu mevin. So there's a big... That's right, but there's also another Chiddush Halacha over here that according to Tosfos, it comes out on the items that I mentioned in the Mishnah, you have to understand Gam Lashon HaKodesh. And that's the question according to Tosfos. Do you need B'Lashonam Gam Lashon HaKodesh? The B'Halacha, as you mentioned, it's him is another portion. I mean, the Mishnah indicates not like that. Gam Lashon HaKodesh, you have to have Havana. Which makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, I said each one has a gzeras hakosuv. Each one has a pasuk that tells you you have to understand. Okay, that's then. Furthermore, Taisa then says something else here. V'nira dani ne'amarim b'chaloshen afilenu shomea hilkuch lo domi lahani demasisim ne'amarim dafka b'lshonam. Means how did Taisa answer his kasha? Why were we mashayir halal and kiddush and brachas? Because even these items, b'shal l'shonot, you don't have to understand. So they all ask on this thesis, what's the nature of this distinction? Ma'ishna zemizeh. If you don't understand, b'shal l'shonot, how could you be yotzei? So again, look in the bi'alocha, the same bi'alocha here in Sim Tavach Beis that I read to you before on page number 2. He quotes here the Karban Eda, the Magen Giborim, and this is discussed by everyone. Very difficult.
Which Jerome Nasta?
In the Bi'alocha, the long Bi'alocha, in Tzavach Beis. I mean, in general, it's hard to understand that how is it possible to be Mechalik in Birchas HaBalzen, I have to understand what I'm saying. And Shar Birchas HaNezen, I don't have to understand. What, Birchas HaBalzen is better because it's a Din Daraisa? So that requires Havana. Mashenken, all other brachos. But let's say I learned Birchas HaNezen from Birchas HaBalzen. And the Gemara says, Asur, okay, you're saying there's no comparison. Okay? You have to somehow make some sort of distinction between, as you said, Birchas HaMazon. But even if I don't learn out Birchas HaNen and Birchas HaMazon, but it's the chetz of the bracha is still a chetz of a bracha. Mechatesi, l'chali bin bracha l'bracha. I don't fully understand distinguishing. Okay, again, you're saying all the same thing, that somehow that's more chomor. Mashenkin, other things that even, let's say, Kiddush, Minat Torah, but there's no makor to require Havana, so therefore you don't need Havana, and somehow, even without the distinction, let's say, the Eis of the Havana, you're saying somehow, you're making all these chilukim, which to my mind, very arbitrary, all these chilukim. Look, I hear what you're saying, I'm not saying it's not possible, but all these, something else also bothers me here. When Rashi says here, El Ne'amar Melashon HaKodesh, that whatever you're obligated to read a parsha in the Torah, there's a din, you have to say B'loshon HaKodesh. So what does that mean exactly? Would you have to say Mitoch HaKsav? We pask in Dvarim Shebichsav, Iya Torah Asher Le'omim Baal Peh. Does that also require me over here? I mean, the whole thing is just very, I'm frustrated by this Mishnah. There's a din, the Gemara says in Temura there, where is that Gemara? Daf Yudalit, Dvarim Shebichsav, Iya Torah Asher Le'omim Baal Peh. Would that apply also here? That the items mentioned in the Mishnah, because these are things that the Torah requires us to do, Dvarim Shebichsav, what would be the halacha regarding, I mean, let me ask you a question. How could they say the Parsha Bikurim Baal Peh? It's Dvarim Shebichsav.
If he's a Kiddush Baal Peh. Or even insult that the Gemara brings three deos and it's not Pascha to Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu because we cut it and edited it in the middle. I mean, the Gemara wasn't bothered here by these things for some reason.
I know that the Gemara was not bothered by it. So there's a Rabbi Yanyan Brachas. I didn't look at it now, but I remember seeing it years ago. So he discusses, he says, you're allowed to say Kriyashma Shalom Mitoch Haksav. That's he says very explicitly. The question is why? You're saying it's Pasha to you. Let's use another example. Kohanim, every day. Bichas Kohanim, here in Eretz Yisrael, they say it Baal Peh. They don't say Mitoch Haksav.
There's a mockery.
I mean, why is it not a violation of this halacha? You're saying psukim. I understand what you tell me that this halacha, Dvarim Shebichsav, Yatav Hashem, Dvarim Baal Peh, is only when you're saying it as qua a pasuk. Like I told you, the heter, I, for example, don't say, you know, Kiddush Shabbos morning again, the whole business. What do you do again? You say Kishesh. I say Kishesh Shabbos. I say the whole pasuk. That's the halacha shulchan, right? So otherwise, you have a problem called pasul paskim meisha and not paskina. Or the other, these are very similar halachas called pasul paskim meisha, called pasul paskim meisha and not paskina. Or this halacha, Dvarim Shebichsav, Yatzar Hashem, Yom Baal Peh. So it only applies when you're saying it as a pasuk, as a parsha. But you say it as a shevach, as a bakosha, whatever. That's what people do. They say Al Kein Berach. Hashem is Yom HaShabbos V'Katshe, which is not a complete pasuk. The answer is not saying it as a pasuk. They're saying it's a shevach, and that's why that's the heter. That's what the Achronim say. And the same. That's a question that Rishonim ask. That's a big kasha. That's the Tosfos there in Tamura and Daf Yudalid, and Tosfos a few places in Shas. Needs a good answer. I, for example, say by Hagba. I don't know what you do. This is what Absalomachi was knowing. V'zei sater she'asom meishel v'nei b'nei Yisrael. Period. I don't say Al-Pi Hashem v'yameisha. People say all kinds of funny things. Al-Pi Hashem v'yameisha, Al-Pi Hashem yachna, Al-Pi Hashem yisrael. Menor v'olim, what goes on over here? What? So, okay. You can either say the whole pasuk. That's the whole pasuk. V'zei sater she'asom meishel v'nei b'nei Yisrael. Period. That's the pasuk in Chumash. That's what I say for the last, for my entire life. I don't know. I'm not part of the Pinky Squad. I'm not. I never saw any Gadol B'Yisrael do it. Anyway,
there's three shittas with the pinky. Which finger? There's a whole discussion.
I don't know what you're talking about. I only know there's a marker for it. I went looking for many years in that sefer that has a collection from Yalkami Amlois. He brings a marker for the Pinky Squad. So people are makbid on the Pinky Squad. They're not makbid on Bishlo on Shabbos or Beira on Shabbos. They're makbid on the Pinky. Okay, Bekitzer. So we have a problem. People have their. Okay, anyway, I'm just saying again, this halacha, so you're basically what you're telling me, again, Mikra Bikurim, all these, he talks about, you know who has a discussion on this? I discussed it with him in 1983. Hagon, Yabaka Kamenetsky, that's all. I had an hour and a half with him in Muncie. And everything but the kitchen sink was discussed. So this was another issue. And he pointed out to me, he has in his favor, Emes Liakov, this kashi. He discussed this question of psukim, whether used as psukim and not used as psukim. So let's say mikra bikurim. So mikra bikurim is not midin Talmud Torah, but it's a halacha. You have to read those psukim. And he said there's no din. What?
If it's not
midin Talmud Torah, he told me there's no problem of number one called pasul paskim moshe and no problem of rosh v'savi atar shadom baal peh. He has a whole shikol tidei masiyakov. That's what he told me over that whole shikol teira. In 1983. What?
You can say there's also
no Beniza
issues?
It could be. I'm just saying, because there's a kasha, Tosfos Tzuk has a kasha about. One second, no. Ona Hashem Hoshiana. Correct, that we say, how are we masik in the Pasuk Ona Hashem Hoshiana? So again, let's start. Shiras Hayam. We say Baal Peh. I learned the Baal Peh when I was in third grade. I learned Shiras Hayam, and I don't know. She asked Miriam, we had to memorize Baal Peh. So what's the heter to say it Baal Peh? Or for that matter, Pesukah Dezimra, people say Baal Peh. So that's already Mishnah Berurah, of course, with Radvaz. And Shulchan Aruch, these are Dinah and Shulchan Aruch. It's like Alabes. Namely, that things that are Rogil, that I know by heart. So somehow that's another heter. Exactly, I'm not sure what the nature of that heter is either. We have this Gemara. This is clear halacha psuka called pasul paski meisha. The Rav said she understood. Called pasul paski meisha anana paskina and zvam shibal savi ator hashanurim bal peh. Somehow that I thought whenever I read a parsha in Chumash, all these dinim are relevant. So, okay.
Is it a din in the Kriya, or is it a din in the accuracy?
Okay, but look at Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yasger, Rabbi Yonah in Brachas Dafem and Alf, I believe, is in Dafi Arif. That's where he says this over, that you could say it Baal Peh. He points out from Bichas Kohanim that is said by Kohanim Baal Peh on a daily basis, and apparently, it's not considered to be a problem. It means whatever is a mitzvah or a chiyuv to say al peh, you can say bal peh. And somehow we're not worried about dvarim shebichsav yatar asher liyom bal peh or this other halacha called pasul paskin meshan ala paskina. So that's what he writes. Rabbi Yonah says the halacha over there in the fei in Maseches Brachos.
How do you differentiate between modern Hebrew?
I cannot answer that question. I'm not qualified to answer that question.
If it's telling something.
Yeah, psukim I think are fairly evident, but I agree with you that I don't think modern Hebrew is the same as Lashon HaKodesh that Chazal spoke about. I can't imagine. I made just one or two more comments that I wrote down for myself that I thought just... what was that?
Even the Mishneh wasn't the same.
Mishneh Hebrew is not the same as Talmudic Hebrew. Talmudic Hebrew is not the same as medieval Hebrew. I took a course in Hebrew. Dr. Ziv. I was the only one in the course. It was a one-to-one kind of situation. So he pointed out how the Hebrew of different tkufot is radically different, one item from the other. I just wanted to make one or two comments here. On there's a Gemara here, a famous Gemara, and I'm a base of a base, where the Gemara says, "Omer Adam Shivcha b'kol Namuch, Ugnusa b'kol Ram." It's a very famous Gemara. That's the kasha they ask the Mefarshim and the Mishnayos and Maisus. Vidui Maisa. Where's the Vidui? It's not Vidui. The person says, he's patting himself on the back. He's engaged in self-praise. He's congratulating himself. B'yarati HaKadosh Ben Habayis. V'gam Nesat B'Lalevi. V'agir L'Yosan Almona. And K'chol Mitzvah Chasher Tzivisoni. L'Avarti Mitzvasech V'lo Shachochti. L'Achalti B'oni B'menu. Where's the Vidui? So the Rav used to answer, famous in the Chuvat Rasha. The Rav answered the Kasha, Tzvei Dinim in Vidui. Everything is Tzvei Dinim, dialectic. One Vidui means that the person, Hakara Sachet, the recognition that I deviated from the course and I have to correct my wayward behavior. And second, in Vidui, is the fact that a person, he said that, he quoted Rav Nachman Mendel Mikotsk, two pockets that a person has. In one, it says, Ramban heightens accentuates the greatness of a human being. Potentially, he can rise to incredible heights. On the other hand, the second pocket has in it, obviously, the fact that a person can, Rahman al-Litzan, become degenerate. A person can, Rahman al-Litzan, descend to the levels of depravity that are almost unfathomable, that one cannot possibly even believe. These are Tzvei Dinim. So Tzvei Dinim in Vidui, the Rav said, one is the recognition, the fact that I faltered, that I stumbled, that I failed. But the other is the recognition of my ability to pick myself up from my bootstraps, and that's Tzvei Dinim in Vidui. And that's how we explain the Vidui that he heard in Poland as opposed to the Vidui in Germany. In Poland, he heard the Vidui mikrechtin, min dmaot shalish, with tears. And in Germany, they were marching triumphantly when they said Vidui. The Rav said, those are the Tzvei Dinim. Shchayran ivinova, black is beautiful. That's exactly the two elements that are embedded in that idea. Both Shcheira, but Nava. If there's no hope, then obviously a person's just going to throw in the towel. Why should I bother? That's what he said. So here also, so of course, Shivcha b'kol namuch. You should not, you know, they say over the Darshanim. Pasuk says in Mishnah, Yehalu chazar v'loy picha. Let someone else praise you and not your own mouth. So the Darshanim say, Yehalu chazar, people should praise you. You have to give a person self-esteem. That's all I do all day in yeshiva, is I praise a gentleman, young gentleman, 18, 19 years old. Oy, Hashem shehev achmanas on them. Anyway, but kids, I praise them all day and all night. But if I don't praise them, so if no one praises them, below, picha, then praise yourself. But do it, b'kol namuch. Don't be so, shall we say, haughty. Don't be so arrogant. Ugnusa b'kol rum. And Rashi says here, Rashi is fascinating. He's a famous Rashi. Rashi says here, b'kol namuch midlogsi be'aniya. Mashma, the term aniya is what b'kol rum. And that's a famous issue. The din of Shomer Ka'ina, the three, the Yushalmi called by the Grom, beginning of Masechet Brachos in Shnei Saliyot. There are three areas you don't say Shomer Ka'ina. That's why it says, Me'emesai Korin and Shema Ba'arvin. Korin Loshin Rabin. Namely, Kriya Shema Tefillah Bechas Hamozen. There's no din of Shomer Ka'ina. Bechas Hamozen says, V'achal Dov Savotu Berachta, you have to bench. Kriya Shema, you have to Mekabal Amach Shomayin. Tefillah, even though you can daven for somebody else, however, Tefillah Rachmihi. Each person needs his own element of Rachmim. And so Rashi says it actually in the Pasha of Bikurim, Kisavo, V'yanisa V'yamarta, says Rashi V'yanisa, Lishon Haramatko. There's no din of Shomer Ka'ina. That's the Beis Halevi and the Chazanish and the Netziv and a long discussion. What? Shliach Tzibur is a different halacha. Shliach Tzibur apparently is a different, I assume is a completely different halacha. I mean, the Gemara says here, if you look at this Lashon, Neima tiknu tefila belachash. Shelo levai shesobri avera. Here the Gemara in Saita. Even though this is a very difficult Gemara to me. Number one, because, what do you mean tiknu tefila belachash? There's a pasuk, the Gemara in Brachas, in the fifth parak, v'kol lo yishamea, by Chana. She's the mokar of this halacha. The Gemara daf laman alef, I believe it is. So what's going on? What's the Gemara saying over here? Lo lagbia kol b'tfilasa. Secondly, the Gemara says, harei hamashmea kol b'tfilasa, azim tani amuna, min via sheker, all kinds of language. The Gemara uses to describe someone who davens out loud. Number three is that many Gemaras in the Gemara Yuma, the Gemara says v'dibarta bam v'lo b'tfila. So Rashi says over there only b'divrei Torah yesh lashmiya b'picha v'lo b'tfila. There are many rayas. What's the Gemara talking about over here? Somehow you have to assume. I think if I'm not mistaken, the Mabit has a sefer called Beis Elokim. I heard from Abul Chassin about this sefer. That's why I bought the sefer. He quoted it once in the Chuvah Drasha that he gave. So the Mabit has a very fascinating, I think in the Shara Tzvila, he has a Shara Tzvila. So he points out from Tanakh, what do you mean? Many places we see that Tzaku al Hashem, Vayitzaku al Hashem, Batzar lahem, Mimtukosein Roshim. So he, the Mabit, has a briska kind of word to be Mechalak. He's Mechalak, it's actually between that a person, Berov Yogam Vitzar, he's allowed to be Zoik al Hashem. And it's not a stira to tefillah regila, which is balachash. That's where the Mabit writes. That's where Abban Lechassin spoke about that Mabit in Shara HaTefillah over there in, I think it's in Perek Vav, in the Beis Elokim. It's a gorgeous sefer. You have to learn that sefer. I would suggest you buy it today and learn it out on the spot. Beis Elokim, at least the Shara HaTefillah, the Shara Tshuva, very major, massive chidusha he has over there in the Mabit. Okay, but I'm just back to this Gemara over here. Correct. Masha Enkein.
It's a misakin that should be balachash. Chana wasn't a takana barrier.
Right. Okay. Good. I think you're correct. But my point in this Rashi is simply to show you that the loshen of aniya called rum, and that's what I brought away from the Rashi in Kisavo, that v'yanisa v'amarta. I mean, the kasha, the Ibn Ezra has the kasha, and v'yanisa v'amarta. V'yanisa always means to respond. What are you responding to? There's nobody asked the question. Not that bothers Jews. We don't need questions to respond. We respond no matter what happens. So. Vyanisa. Okay, I mean the Gemara here also has here this Gemara that where the Ema Tzaro v'Rabim Makshav Olav Rachamim. Here the Gemara in Sota that Rashi says that Tzaros that Klal Yisrael underwent Tzaro of Lavan, Tzaro of Mitzrayim, the Mikra Bikur is B'kol Ram Aram Yovi Rabi. You want to say over the Tzaro of Lavan, Tzaro of Mitzrayim, the Rabim. Even though one could argue, what do you mean? That happened 1,000 years ago. Why am I concerned about those tzorot? Why is Rashi Dafka? Why is he mitzayin? Tzorot Lavan, tzorot Mitzrayim. So I imagined, I saw the Marsho yesterday. It means that she palel shatzorazol lo tovod apap. That it should not once again recur such a tzorot. Even that itself is not so pashut. Okay, I didn't realize what time it is. Fine. Shikach.
My son Ash is engaged.
Mazel tov, Baruch Hashem. That's the last, no?
No, one more.
Okay, wow.